You're listening to The Takeout.
I'm Major Garrett. This is your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. I'm joined, as I am every week, by the world's greatest podcast sidekick, Steve Shigaris, political director of CBS News. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Major.
We have a live audience here at Rosa Mexicana Restaurant. Let's hear it from you, ladies and gentlemen, one more time. Bring it out. Our special guest, John Delaney, Congressman from the 6th District of Maryland. Congressman, we do this with all of our guests. This is the kind of fun and games part of the podcast and our CBSN presentation. Three threshold questions that our audience has come to really appreciate and we love because they kind of let people know who you are outside of your workaday life. So, one of the most influential books in your life, one of your favorite movies, it can be your all-time favorite movie, there's no prohibition against that, and you're on a long flight or a long drive, what is the music you must have to get you through long flight or long drive?
Well, the music is easy.
We know where this is going.
Right. Yeah. So I'm a big Bruce Springsteen fan.
It's like the 700th Bruce Springsteen reference on this podcast.
Right, but also he has the New Jersey connection.
I do.
Of course.
Begs the question.
And I've seen him 30 times in concert.
Wow.
Only 30.
Maybe 30. Wow,
what a
31.
Slacker you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, right. You're from New Jersey.
And so that's like not even close.
But it begs the question, how come people from New Jersey never, ever say Bon Jovi?
Well, I don't even think Bon Jovi would view the Bruce Springsteen answer as disrespectful, because I bet if you ask him, you know, John Bon Jovi, who the...
We'll get him on the podcast. We'll see what he says.
Yeah.
Okay, there's been a catastrophe in the Delaney household. All the Springsteen downloads are gone.
Right.
What's second?
You know, I like country music a lot, actually.
That's okay. Another common answer on this podcast, by the way.
Yeah,
a lot of country.
Did you listen to country growing up in New Jersey?
No, actually, the country thing, you know, I kind of started listening to country kind of around that, you know, 2000 when country kind of...
Surged.
Yeah, surged and came back with a slightly different sound. There's actually a fair amount of intersection. Like, if you listen to Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska album...
Very much
you
so.
You know, you hear a lot of country music in that, so...
Back to Springsteen. Okay, yeah. Books. Or book.
Well, listen, as a active and fairly devout Catholic, it's hard to pick a book other than the Bible, of course. But that's not what you're asking.
It really isn't.
Yeah,
we know that's
the safe answer.
Yeah.
I don't want to misinterpret. We're not being dismissive of that.
I know
that's central.
Yes.
Whether it's the Bible or any other central religious text, we are not being dismissive of that. We're just looking for answers that are outside of that.
So, you know. When I think about a book, I think about books that I read kind of, you know, coming of age, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
When I don't think about anything. Nothing really moves the needle, you know, in the last 20, 30 years. I mean, reading an Atlantic article, which is almost as long as a book,
sometimes.
It's not an insult to
No, it's a compliment. I mean, listen, it's. I find most of those much more interesting than some of the books I read. It is, I think, the best magazine out
there. Brief commercial, some of the greatest American writers have been in Atlantic magazine. Just remember that, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's the best magazine. It's funny, whenever I need to research something, I always first say, well, let's see if the Atlantic's written something on it. And if they haven't, you go to the
You take that to the bank.
Yeah, exactly. So, look, the books I read kind of, you know, it's funny. One book that I remember reading as a young boy, The Right Stuff, that really
Tom Wolfe.
Yeah, really made me think about things more broadly. So that book actually was a book that I really do always remember.
And it
reading and having
translated decently to the big screen, which doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
With a Tom Wolfe book or lots of other books. Not happen with Bonfire of the Vanities, I guarantee you that.
Yeah. Yeah, but the actors were so good in the movie.
Right. So that brings us segue style to movies.
Well, The Godfather.
There you go. Second week in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, it may be a Jersey thing,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. But, you know, Michael Corleone is clearly one of the greatest characters ever created in cinema history.
So let me ask you this question. Do you think, as I do, that Godfather 3 is unfairly disparaged as a movie?
Yeah.
I think it's a fine movie. It's not as good as 1 and 2.
Just when they drag me back in.
One of the great movie lines.
Yeah. You can kind of have a whole conversation all day long and answer every question with a line from The Godfather.
We're going to do that. I think we just found a podcast episode that we're just going to run Godfather lines and apply them
and
to everyday
expressions,
life.
You know.
Follow-up questions from you, Steve Shigaris.
Okay, so The Godfather, great. Comedies. I love to ask about comedies. Are you a comedy?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. The problem with comedies, like, you thought they were really funny, and then 15 years later,
how much
you watch
do they hold
them.
On? Right, do they hold
You know,
up?
Like, I do that with my kids all the time. I'm like, this is the greatest thing you've ever seen. And then you're sitting there, you're not even laughing, and they're looking at you like, what are you talking about, right?
So let me guess, you probably enjoyed Animal House.
I like Shrek.
Shrek?
Shrek is a great comedy. Yeah.
I liked Animal House.
Okay.
I
remember like Animal House? That's the question.
But that's a great example of what I'm talking about, right? So I remember seeing Animal House at a theater in Hackensack, New Jersey. I took a bus with some friends, and we were kids, and it was just like, we weren't old enough to go in and all that stuff, and it was great. But you watch Animal House now, and it just doesn't quite have the same...
Oh, don't say that to me.
Not quite, but I love the movie.
Look, like
what's your favorite scene in Animal House?
So, look, like you, I was 17, snuck into the movie theater to see Animal House. I hadn't gone to college yet. I walked out of the theater and said, this is the dumbest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
No one would ever live like that. That's right. Just ridiculous.
Right.
Then I joined a fraternity,
right.
And it all came true.
And it all came true.
It all came true.
Yeah. What was your favorite scene in Animal House?
Do we have enough time?
Well, if there were mustard here right now,
yeah.
I would just enact it.
You know? Right, right. Or the potato scene.
Yes, that's another good food fight. Yes,
right, right.
Exactly.
So
this is what we do here in the Takeout Outtake Especial.
North
we get
Korea.
Deep dive, yes.
To mustard on the shirt.
Exactly, exactly. If you are thinking about or talking to members of Congress about things that are important in your life, things that were instructive to you in your life, you're communicating a political point, but you're trying to also make it something you've lived through. Is there anything that is resonant in those conversations that you apply in your private sector life? Say, look, this is what I did, and you ought to think about this.
Well, look, I work a lot with members on the other side. I think I was ranked the second most bipartisan member, Democratic member in the House. And and I do have a lot of experience as an entrepreneur in business. So I think I've been quite successful working with Republicans on things about the economy because they think I have some credibility.
Because you speak that language, they believe.
Yeah, and I do relate it to stuff that I've seen. And it really is interesting. Like, I went to Congress, and I would hear Democrats and Republicans talk about what the private sector cares about. And I'm like, private sector doesn't care about any of that stuff. And so there is a lot of misinformation in the Congress about what the private sector actually cares about.
Can you give us one example that strikes you when you think of that kind of scenario?
Well, look at this debate about tax reform, right? I mean, most people in the private sector don't think the central issue in the country right now is tax reform. I mean, they think it's human capital, right? They think it's things related to skills.
Vocational training, college, everything else.
Yeah, they don't think it's tax
reform. The corporate
tax rate. Not that they don't want tax reform. They do. I mean, because they're fiduciaries of their companies, and they always will take a lower rate. But if you ask them, like, the most critical issue facing the country, they're not going to say tax reform. I mean, international tax reform, where I've done a lot of work, is a real problem because it's encouraging all this money to be kept overseas. That's a longer discussion, and they will identify that. But in general, I don't think they think it's a central problem in this economy.
That's John Delaney, our special guest on this Tuesday Outtake Especial. For those of you listening in podcast land, CBSN, you're getting all this one thing together. We're at Rosa Mexicana Restaurant. I had some fantastic empanadas and a meatball sandwich. What did you have, Shigeras?
The chicken Caesar. With
and
the
empanadas.
And the empanadas.
And Congressman, chicken Caesar.
Yeah, it was good.
Very good. We're thankful to everyone here at Rosa Mexicana. We're thankful to our live audience. Last time, live audience, let's give it up. I'm Major Garrett with Steve Shigaris, joined by John Delaney. Thank you very much. You've been listening to The Takeout.
The Takeout is produced by Arden Fari, Katiana Kachenko, and CBS News Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Takeout Podcast. That's at Takeout Podcast. And for more, visit takeoutpodcast.com.